All right, it's 306 on KMOX, and this is DGS. No DG, though, just the S part, just the show.
Yep, just the show.
Dave will be back on Monday. He's on vacation, presumably enjoying himself, and we'll talk about all that on Monday when he comes back. I still want to know if he's going to see Bigfoot.
Man, if he sees Bigfoot on this trip, that'll be quite exciting. He better tell us right away if he does. He better not wait.
No, I think he would. I think if he did, we'd get a text.
Yeah.
Like, I just saw the big guy.
It's a selfie last time. Bigfoot.
Wouldn't that be the best? If it's like him standing next to somebody that looks like Chewbacca.
What if he comes back and he lies, but he like way overdoes it? He's like, yeah, me and Bigfoot, we like hung out for a while.
I would believe him.
We went out for burgers.
I'd believe him.
You wouldn't?
I would.
Yeah, I'd believe Dave too.
Especially about that topic, yeah. Because I don't think he would lie to us about Bigfoot.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, not. I just mean like
Dave gets into a Harry and the Hendersons type situation out in Colorado.
That's more what I'm referring to.
He has to like send him back to the woods.
He's got to live with. He's like, you know, I'm just gonna stay out here with Bigfoot.
That's more what I mean.
We're buddies. That'd be great. I would go visit.
He becomes the Harry to a family of Bigfoot's Hendersons.
That would be awesome. Like, that'd be the best. I would want to visit that,
too. A reverse Harry and the Hendersons.
Very nice. So Monday, Dave will be back, and things go back to somewhat normal. Although normal for us is not really normal.
That's true.
We have our own little normal, and we'll be back to our own little normal coming up on Monday. Dave Murray is going to give us some update on this rain, which, by the way, forecast. It's still raining.
Still doing it, huh?
And a reminder, by the way, Cardinals game has been postponed tonight. They're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. So it'll be 12:45 tomorrow and 6:45 tomorrow against the Royals, and then off on Thursday, and then taking on the Chicago Cubs after that. So that's where the Cardinals are, and we just talked about all that with Rick, so we don't need to repeat all of that. Dave Murray with the weather update will be coming up at 3:30. All right, so I picked a topic today. This is normally where we would do Stairway. I guess it's still weird. It's weirdly Stairway when I'm hosting. But I found some audio, and I knew some of this before. Being that I am also, in addition to being a radio host and a baseball coach, I am also a master of wolves.
Right.
I've known this to a degree for a while. It's why I've always called BS on the whole alpha male thing. Because it's not what people think it is. Alpha male just means you want to flex on people. That's kind of what it ends up being in the real world. Because people have misunderstood wolf behavior, and here's a good explanation for why that we've done that, and then I want to we'll build off that a little bit. But this is a lecturer by the name of Roy Casagrande. He is a history guy. He lectures mostly about history, but he's talking here about how in modern society we've totally misunderstood the whole alpha male beta gamma thing, because we misunderstood behavior of wolves.
The researcher who came up with the idea of alpha males in the 70s was researching wolves in captivity. Well, wolves in captivity were coming from 15 different places. They weren't from the same pack. So they had different cultures. They were from different packs. They probably didn't even speak the same wolf language. They're now in this human environment where they have to figure out how to operate together. When we've studied wolves in the wild, they have all that. They do have alpha, beta, gamma, but not in that way. The alphas, the alpha male and the alpha female, are the mom and dad of the pack. Wolf packs are families. It's not really an alpha male and an alpha female. It's just mom and dad. The 12 wolves that are in this pack are just the kids. In other words, the wolf pack isn't this hierarchical thing where you're crushing the other animals and making them subservient to you. It's your family and you love them.
Isn't that fascinating how that's been kind of misunderstood for a long time? And it makes sense, right? Because if you're taking wolves in captivity, they're being brought in from different places and thrown together, and they got to figure out how to behave together, which is where you get those fights for dominance, right? That's what people think it is. But that's not what it is in the real world. In the real world, as he describes it, it's the family. It's the mother and the father. And eventually, the young ones, they will go off and they'll form their own packs. And it's just funny to me that people think that we're learning from the natural world how you're supposed to behave, but you're misunderstanding it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not looking at it within the context of how it normally would be. You're looking at it in essentially a created scenario. And then that kind of made me think about what's the point of being labeled alpha, right? The way that it's used now is more about people wanting to assert their physical dominance over other people, right? Like, yeah. I'm an alpha. I'm going to do what I want. I don't know why I use that voice every time I do it.
I'm an alpha, bro.
I'm an alpha, bro.
Yo.
But an alpha is more leader than dominator, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about who runs the world, Andrew and I had this conversation. I want to ask you your thoughts on the thing that we talked about before the show, Rage, was when you think about who the leaders in the world are, are they the most physically dominant people on the earth?
No, they are not.
No, they're not. They're not at all. And then we had the conversation.
They're barely holding on these days.
Right. But like, Andrew and I were talking about this, and I'm curious if you can come up with it. When do you think the last time in human history that the leaders of the world were actually the most physically dominant people in their society? Because I can't think of, we were like, maybe Alexander the Great, but how he may not have been the best warrior. He might have just been the smartest guy,
yeah.
The best at tactics, the best at motivating other people to fight for him, right? So I don't even know. Maybe Andrew said maybe back in the caveman days,
yeah,
where it was like just physical dominance leading the way, which is why I think the whole alpha male thing is hilarious, because it has, that means nothing when it comes to the power structure that human beings have created. So what does matter? Well, money, right? Because that's what real power is. It's the ability. So what really matters is the ability to influence the behaviors of other people. Now, you can do that with your physicality, right? Like if you wanted to, you're the bigger, stronger person, you could break the law and physically make someone do something they don't want to do. But that's not as powerful as convincing them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the power of persuasion, your intellect, your ability to use words to convince other people to follow your lead on something, whether that's leading a company, leading a country, leading an army, whatever. I mean, the greatest generals in history weren't necessarily the biggest, strongest, most physical people. They were the smartest strategist. They were the ones that could motivate and inspire people. That's what an alpha really is, which is what's interesting about the point that historian was making. But I can't even think of a time period where what mattered most was who was physically dominant. It's about influencing others' behavior. And what's the best way to influence behavior is but to pay someone to do something you want.
Mm-hmm.
So who cares if you're the biggest, strongest bro out there when the rich guy could pay 10 dudes to just take you out?
It's true.
Because he's got way more power than you, because he can give those 10 dudes the money that they need to buy food, to take care of their families, and 10 on one, you lose.
So what are you saying? That the way we typically view alphas is just so misguided? Because
100%.
Even if it was true, it's like you would be outsmarted or outspent by someone else.
I guess the point that really, to me, that it all drives home is we have this misunderstanding that has made a large, and I think some pretty influential people in politics too, kind of like take advantage of a misunderstanding, because the world has never been about, like, the human development. We do not own the planet and run the planet because we are the most physically dominant species on the planet. Most other species would kick our ass, right? Hand to hand. Bears, lions, tigers. Like, if it was about physical dominance, we wouldn't run anything on this planet. So why do we run the show? Why are we the dominant species on the planet? Because we're smart.
We have money.
Because we have the ability to effectively influence others' behavior, right? Like, a tiger doesn't have that same ability to influence another tiger's behavior. They have to fight it out. It's the only way you're going to assert your dominance over that other person or that other entity, the other tiger. But a human being, the best way you could get me to, you know, follow you would be either convince me or pay me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fight me. And that's why you look at some of the most powerful people in the world. They're not, it's not all the big, strong dudes. It's not. And the idea, the notion that that is true is silliness. I wish we would get away from that feeling. I know why we do that. And look, I'm half bro myself. Like, I get it.
Kevin
get
can
it.
Communicate with both sides.
Yes. I mean, I'm like, I'm related to both. I have both in me. But I also understand that it doesn't, like, none of that means anything in the broader scope of how the world functions. Vladimir Putin is like 5'5" and 150, 160 pounds. He's not a bodybuilder. He's not the baddest man on the planet. But he's smart and he's mean and he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he gained power. Well, he gained wealth as he was gaining power. But the point is that we have these weird senses in our culture at the moment that certain things are about being an alpha male. No, you know what being an alpha really means is being able to influence other people. It's about being able to get other people to behave in a way that benefits you. And the least effective way of doing that is being physically dominant over them. The most effective way would be either pay them or convince them. But hey, go alpha bros, I guess. Walking 4 miles. All right, we'll get an update on the forecast. It's raining, and it's going to keep raining. That's what it looks like. It's still raining out the window, and it hasn't stopped all day. We'll get the latest on that with Dave Murray coming up after the news at 3:30. Let's do some more fun with audio. Rach, what do you got picked out?
All right, I just thought this was kind of funny. So Wimbledon is going on right now over in England, and yesterday Novak Djokovic won his match against a young man named Rune, and he's kind of got a Newt Bar thing going on. Like, people, you know how people
Rune?
Like, Newt? Yeah, people
oh,
go,
okay.
Rune, but it sounds like they're booing.
Okay.
And Novak was very confused and upset by this, and after he won his match, this is what he had to say.
All the fans that have respect and that stayed here tonight, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night. Good night, good night. Very good night. Yeah.
So my question, how do you feel about that, Wheels? He obviously let it get under his skin, and his whole thing was like, yeah, maybe you're doing the Rune thing, but it's also a cover for people who don't like me to boo along with the Rune people, which it's like, I don't know if that's really what was happening or if he just felt paranoid, but how do you feel about his little post-match interview outburst there? How do you feel when athletes do stuff like that?
Super petty.
That's what I said too.
Like, you're one of the dominant players on the planet.
Oh,
and have been for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're that sensitive?
I was a little surprised by how much you let it get to him, too. Like, I get saying something, but the whole, like, good night and saying it over and over, I was like, oh, Novak, come on.
I mean, it's actually pathetic. Like, you're one of the biggest stars in your sport on the planet Earth and have been for a long time, and you're that petty? Like, you're that worried about a crowd cheering for another dude?
Yeah. He is convinced that it was people who didn't like him using that chant as a cover to boo him.
Okay. People boo athletes all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, people booed Michael Jordan at times. They booed LeBron James. He's gotten booed. Like, I just don't understand why, like, if you're so successful, just be okay with it.
Well, and he ended the interview by saying, like, you can't get to me. And I'm like, I feel like they did get
to
they're
you. They're rent-free in your head. Rent-free in your head. If you're that successful and you're like, to all my haters out there, like, okay.
I liked how he said, they're disrespecting the player. In this case, me.
Yeah.
It was very coded, like when Trump says, like, your favorite president, me.
Yeah.
Very interesting way of speaking.
I do not understand at all how, I mean, I do get it, but, like, that's really sad.
Yeah, I was a little bummed by it too. I saw the full interview this morning. I was catching up and just, you know, watching, and I'm like, oh, I get letting it get to you. I get even being a little petty. If it was me, I'm sure I would have been 10 times worse because I'm a small person. But I also don't have, like you said, wheels, like 20, I think he's been playing for 20 years.
Yes.
I think this is his 19th consecutive Wimbledon. It's like, you are still so like high strung about other people's opinions at this point. It was a little disappointing.
That's the thing that it, to me, is next level, is like, you should be past all that by now. Hi, TGS on a Tuesday. Dave is out on vacation. He'll be back next Monday. The rest of us are here, joined by Dave Murray. Welcome back. Good to have you live, Dave. How's it going?
All right. Yeah, grandson was in town last week, so that wears you out.
Yeah, that I'm not a grandfather, but yeah, like, you could just stop at little kids can wear you out.
Yeah, my wife has a saying. There's a reason why we have kids when we're young.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I had a great time.
That's good. Good. I'm glad you guys had a good time there. And Dave, I have a prediction. It's raining, and it's going to keep raining.
It is raining. You know, the only way we get all-day rains in the summertime is this kind of setup, when we have tropical moisture coming up from an old hurricane. And we hinted at it a little bit in the summer forecast. And we've had 2 to 3 inches on the average. Some spots are up to 5 inches. So there's some flooding concerns, obviously. Merrimack River and smaller, there's some flooding. The bigger rivers kind of in minor, maybe some moderate flooding for the most part. But the core of rain has been from the St. Louis area south. So there's not a lot of water coming down the big rivers. And that's really good news. A lot of questions. Are we going to, you know, people are probably thinking, there's no way we're playing ball tonight, right? No way.
Nope.
No way. Actually, I think we're going to get this thing in.
They already canceled it.
Did they really? Oh, I don't know why they did that. Other than, I don't know why they did that. Because I really think in 3 hours, this stuff will be tapering off fairly quickly.
That was I think what they decided, like, looking at it from my view as a, like, knowing players and what they're like players don't like to show up and spend all day getting ready for something to not happen.
Of course not. Right.
And then it's just easier because tomorrow's going to be nice and they can get two games in.
Okay.
Yep. Well, but they
I would have advised them otherwise.
They obviously didn't call Dave. They didn't call Dave. They would have known better.
I did that for 30 years for him. So that when I retired, that I did it for another year and then said, you know what, let's call this.
I'm trying to think of the right way to put this, because I've always been fascinated by this. Like, how much information do they want from you? Like, how much do they, like, are they really into, like, okay, how much detail is there, or is it more just give us your opinion?
It's a little bit of both. On the average day, they just kind of want to know what's going on so things can be planned for the ball game and concessions and everything else. And all they're interested is in Busch Stadium. They're not interested in any other spot.
Right.
And that's really important. But when we come into rain and thunderstorm situations, then they want a lot more detail. When is it going to start? When is it going to stop? Do we warm up pitchers? Do we warm up certain hitters? You know, everything that you think of, if you follow baseball, that all comes into play. And the, as you know, the home team, the Cardinals, have the right to cancel that game beforehand.
Right.
Once it gets into the game, they lose that ability.
Yep, it goes to the Major League Baseball front office once the first pitch is thrown. And in this case, you know, I've joked around, like, there are times where teams would be like, you know, our starting pitcher is a little banged up, but that really wouldn't have been anything today. Today, I think it was entirely about probably not wanting to risk it lasting longer, and maybe something to do with, you know, the prep time and also, you know, fans coming down, worried about people not coming to the game. I'm not sure exactly, but it's interesting.
And, you know, even though the field can drain something fierce.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of rains, you know, so maybe, you know what, let's let it really drain for a day.
Either way, 12:45 tomorrow and 6:45 for the second game tomorrow. And I guess, I don't know, we'll see where that gets us, Dave, when it comes to getting an update from you, because we're going to be playing ball and it might get in the way of the whole show thing.
I think it probably will. You know, tomorrow looks like a good day, plenty of sunshine. There's still a chance of a spot afternoon thunderstorm. Even though we're in a northwest flow, there's so much low-level moisture from all the rain we've had. That could drive a pop-up thunderstorm. if they happen in your neighborhood, they wouldn't last very long. But 84 for the high, a couple of spot evening thunderstorms on Wednesday night, otherwise quiet, 68. Thursday, partly sunny. Again, because of all the low-level moisture, got to keep a chance of a couple of spot afternoon thunderstorms, 86. Friday is sunny, 91. We start the warm-up on Friday, though 91 is certainly bearable. I think we get into the mid-90s come Saturday, probably like 93, 94 on Sunday, 97, 98, and I think we're pushing 100 degrees come Monday.
Boo.
Yeah.
But as you always say, Dave, it is July in St. Louis. Like this.
That's
is
true. Yeah. That's true. You know, even though we've got some flooding situations and some flash flooding situations, we've had all this rain. This really, I mean, today, most of the day's been around 70 degrees.
Yeah. That's very nice out, except the whole rain.
Except this pouring, right?
Except for all of that. All right. We'll look forward to the heat coming up. Rach, you want to do some headlines?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. My first story is a sad one. An imposter posing as Steve Perry ripped off a Journey fan to the tune of $122,000.
Oh. That was my whole life savings.
The scam began earlier this year when the victim, a 75-year-old woman from Cleveland, got a Facebook message from someone claiming to be Perry. The scammer told the victim he had a business opportunity and needed a woman in his life, according to police. The woman sent $72,000 in wire transfers and $50,000 in gift cards in the following months. She finally realized she'd been scammed when the scammer began asking for photos of her passport and driver's license. The FBI is currently searching for the culprit.
Yeah. Aren't the gift cards a real clue?
That's your clue number one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that and
ultimately a giveaway,
like a worldwide rock star just out of the world, right, out of the blue messaging you would be like, to me, like the first thing.
Yeah, there's a Dr. Phil episode that used to play all the time in this studio. I don't know what was going on, but
it was like on a loop on that TV above your head.
But it was an older lady who thought she was in a relationship with Post Malone and like genuinely thought that they were together. But they kind of delved into it and it was like she was kind of choosing to believe because it felt so good. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it.
Oh, but sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Americans are split over jail time for Trump. According to a new poll, 50% of U.S. adults said Trump should not be sentenced to jail time in the felony case, while 48% said he should. These opinions varied between political parties, with 78% of Democrats saying the former president should serve jail time and 86% of Republicans saying he should not.
I have the shocking belief that everybody who is well-known and famous should get the same thing that I would get if I were in the same situation.
Right.
And I don't know what that is, by the way. I have no idea.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to be like, he should get 5 years because I have no idea what this, I don't know what's going on.
They should get it. If they get it, I should get it.
Speaking of Republicans, the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next week could be an attractive target for violent extremists. According to a threat assessment from federal agencies and the Milwaukee Police Department, this election season has seen a resurgence in disruptive tactics targeting election symbols that are very likely meant to instill fear and disrupt operations at election-related critical infrastructure facilities. There's no credible reporting to indicate a threat, but it could be a target. So something people need to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, there's something we can also agree with. Anybody that tries to disrupt any of these things should go to prison.
Absolutely. An evangelical pastor is facing federal charges for allegedly assaulting his wife on an airplane because she got upgraded to first class and he didn't. This happened on July 2nd aboard an Alaska Airlines flight. The pastor verbally abused his spouse and flipped her the bird in front of a cabin full of travelers. He then confronted her at her seat asking, "How the hell did you get the upgrade?" During a second interaction, he walked up to his wife, handed her his phone, told her to read what was on the screen, who knows what that said, and then gave her the finger. And he went back one more time and appeared to strike the top of the victim's head with his hand. Very sad. I can see being upset that you don't get to sit with your wife and you're not both getting upgraded, but this is like...
Gee, I wonder why she didn't care to sit with
you. Right, exactly. She's probably
like, this is not, if you're acting like that in a public place, it's not the first time you've acted like that.
I imagine how bad it is at home if he's like verbally abusing her and flipping her off.
Just a man spreading the word of God.
Very sad. Seniors are dominating the United States economy. According to the Wall Street Journal, Americans 55 and older control nearly 70% of U.S. household wealth, up from 50% in 1989.
That seems... I don't know. I don't know what that seems. Why would there be such a huge difference in basically 30 years?
I don't know, Wheels. Older Americans' dollars amount to 45% of U.S. personal spending. Three decades ago, they accounted for 29%. So that's interesting. They have 70% of the wealth, but only amount to 45% of the spending.
I don't have a theory because I'm not an economist or a historian. I would just love to know, like, why that happened and how it happened. Mm-hmm. Like, what changed that would make it so different just in 30 years? We're not talking like 100 years ago. It's only 30 years.
I just wonder if the boomer generation is just such a large generation.
Could be. It is a huge generation. Also, you know, and I'm trying to think of, like, we talked about this, what, a week or two ago, but also working longer.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases. I don't know. Does that strike you, Dave, in any way? Like, just... I wouldn't qualify it as good or bad. It's just odd that it's such a big difference in that amount of time, but maybe it's just
but
the
30
number
years,
of people.
You know, 30 years is still a long time, at least in my book.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But, no, it is, but I mean, for that, so what did you say? It's gone from like 45% to 70%? That's a huge
45
change.
45 to 70,
yeah.
Or excuse me, 50% in 1989 to 70%. So an increase by 20%.
I would also like to, this is why I have all questions and no answers on this. I would like to know how much of that is essentially accumulated at the top end of the spectrum, where we're talking about, like, because we know that there are more billionaires than before. We know there are more super rich people. I wonder how much of that is made up.
Oh, that's a great
that
point.
Group of people, and versus like the normies, the average may not be that different.
Let's do one more story here from headlines. This is very exciting. The first ever basketball courts at Forest Park opened today. They are located just north of the Forest Park Visitor Center at 5595 Grand Drive, and it's the first ever courts for the park. They have been in the works for 3 years now, and they had a ceremony today at 2 o'clock. They said it was happening rain or shine. I hope that went well in the rain.
Probably
that's
not
really
much,
cool.
Probably not much hooping going on today.
It's amazing that it's taken that long. You would think automatically there are courts.
I agree, Dave.
If you had asked me yesterday if there are basketball courts in Forest Park, I would have said, of course there are. I wouldn't have known where they were, but I would have said, of course there are. They got baseball fields. They got all kinds of other stuff. Why would they not have that?
Just handball courts. I mean, come on.
Just another thing that's going to make Forest Park great. So
there we go.
Congrats to them. Really cool. Thank you,
Dave. Thanks, and welcome back.
Thanks.
Can I voice a quick sports complaint to you guys?
Sure.
It's a simple one, and I got to get it out there. ESPN and a lot of the other like big national sports outlets need to stop giving us Bronny James updates. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I care.
Nobody cares. He scored 4 points
You're
a game
nobody.
In college.
Oh, nobody.
He was drafted by the Lakers because his dad is LeBron James. Now, he's a talented young man, and he may end up being a good NBA player, but Bronny James appearing in an NBA Summer League game is not news. Nobody cares, but they want to push this thing because they know that using LeBron's name gets attention. So you're hearing about it on Get Up in the Morning and all these other dumb shows. You're seeing it featured on the website. Nobody cares. No fans care about Bronny James playing in an NBA Summer League game. He's probably never going to play in the regular season, and if he does, it's going to be a few minutes here and there because he's young.
Okay, question.
He's 19. He's played. Yeah, he averaged like 15, 16 minutes a game in college, and some of that was because he had a health scare early in the season. So,
question.
Yeah.
I feel that you are contradicting yourself because you're saying nobody cares about Bronny James.
That's right.
They're just talking about Bronny James because it gets attention and views. And
no, because
so
his
that
dad
would make
is LeBron.
It so that lots of people
no,
care
it's
about
because
him.
It because LeBron James' name gets to be included in it. It's nonsense. Like zero basketball fans are going, I wonder what Bronny James did in the Summer League last night. Nobody cares about Summer League, and you might if you're a Lakers fan. That's it. It's not a national sports story.
I feel bad that he has to live in his dad's shadow
forever. I feel bad for him because he's not the one starting all that.